either, but it wasn't really you. I think you were Muhammad Ali. You were late for the fight, but you didn't seem to care. You kept saying that I wasn't really me. You thought that I was someone you knew from PS128. He had died, you were just a bit confused. But when I dropped you off, you told me good luck in heaven. I said good luck to you. And as the car door closed, I awoke in the dark. It was almost more than I could take. And I don't know what it means, and I can't take the heat. Just waiting for the fever to break. When I closed my eyes again, it turned out I could fly, just not very high at all. But the next thing you know, I'm on the rim of the canyon, and I'm 20 feet tall. So the tourists are running, they think I'm a monster. I can't explain to them that I'm not, but I shrink again, and somehow it's not the canyon, it's the Santa Cruz mystery spot. So the water's flowing uphill and I try to fly away, but the gravity is too strong to take. I wake up in the dark again, covered in sweat, and I'm just waiting for the fever to break. I drift back into slumber and I'm back at the fight, except now it's a concert instead. You call me up on the stage and hand me a guitar made of tubes that goes on my head. And the crowd is going wild as you gesture at me and you begin to sing. Except now you're Joni Mitchell and I've never heard this song, I've no idea how to play this thing. And I've waken up and I'm still alone, my desperation's too real to fake. I'd rather be asleep in that world than awake in this hell, I'm not sure. I want the fever to break. I'd rather be asleep in this world than awake in this hell. I'm not sure. I want the fever to break.